So it can be a very challenging part in getting a child to read. The more informative books, informational books, of all the things in the library or maybe at the bookshop, you know, it might be harder to drag them over to this particular section and get them interested. Their eyes might be looking somewhere else for something that's a bit funnier, a bit silly, usually in my case if it's gross and involves bodily functions. Or maybe I'm just not looking at the right informational books. Now, if you're like me and you need advice in this area, I have good news. We have exactly the right person to talk to about this. Her name is Dr. Belle Alderman AM, Emeritus Professor of Children's Literature and the Director of the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. Belle, thank goodness you're here.
Hello, how are you, Paul?
I'm good, thank you. So firstly, I think we need to start off with, you know, actually defining what we're talking about. What are informational books?
Informational books generally have a factual content. It might also, for children, have a story element, but the major focus of the book will be to impart information and to gain true information.
And so, you know, what kind of, are they for different age groups or is it more the older children that are into informational books?
Even for babies, we have informational books. It's really universal, the desire, the need to find out, you know, what is it in the world? What is this rabbit doing? What is the name of this dog? So informational books are in our lives and informational books are really important.
And why are they important?
Well, because there is an unquenchable thirst that we all have to know the answer to something. Children, if you've ever been around children, for any length of time,
oh,
it's
the questions.
Why?
Oh,
why?
It drives you nuts.
I mean, they do. And so you can always say, let's go find a book in the library. And so that's what these books do. There are wonderful authors and illustrators who've done an enormous amount of research to produce these books.
And they can be interesting and entertaining as well?
Absolutely.
Okay, tell us some of your top picks, Belle.
Well, the one person that I think is absolutely one of Australia's marvels is, she's basically British, but she's lived here many, many, many years.
So we'll claim her.
We'll claim her. Jenny Baker. Now, Jenny Baker works in relief collage, which means she picks up found items. It might be a leaf, or it might be a thread, or it might be a screw. There might be anything that she takes her fantasy and she wants to put these together into some kind of storytelling medium. So she's written a book called Playing with Collage. Now, she's produced about 15 well-known books, including Mirror, which is an amazing book comparing life for a Moroccan family with an Australian family. Circle, the story of the nitwit birds that travel all the way from Alaska to Australia. So she's very interested in conveying about the environment and where we live. So this book is obviously written for children. Now, she does say parental supervision is important for this book because there are knives to cut things with. There is glue, which could also be something that children would put in their mouth. So really, basically, I think this is a book for 5 years old and up, supervised by an adult. What she really wants us to do is to become the kind of artist or just to have an interest in the environment. So an amazing book. I'll just show you. This is just walking in nature.
So it's just collecting things that we will probably walk past every day.
Exactly.
And it's finding a purpose for it.
Exactly. Putting it together in some sort of visual storytelling method that you might want to do. So here's finding kitchen materials, and it includes things like white poppy seeds and curry powder and red pepper flakes. So immediately you think colors and shapes and textures. That's what collage is all about.
And I guess especially if you've got one of those kids that like to pick up little bits that we think are rubbish, like a special little button that they find on the footpath, but they don't want to let go of it, so turn it into collage and art.
I think Jenny Baker's book would be absolutely fabulous. It's creative, it's beautiful, it's artistic. There is no right or wrong answer for this.
So that is Jenny Baker's Playing with Collage. So you say 5 years with adult supervision. To be honest with you, Belle, I probably shouldn't be trusted around the good furniture with glue either. So that's the reason why they mention parental supervision there. What else do you have for us, Belle?
I think The Ultimate Animal Counting Book by Jennifer Cousins, this giant oversized book.
It sounds a bit Noah's Ark to me.
Well, it basically is. She's got 100 different animals, and for each one she has very interesting, fascinating tidbits like, did you know that gibbons are small apes with no tail and a human-like build? No.
That is a fact.
No. Laura gibbons vary greatly in color from light brown to dark. So you can see that the major content is with the illustrations.
Yes.
And they are absolutely sparkling, pristine, clear against a white background. And really, I learned so much and I actually had to sit and read the whole book.
And you know, because each page, so it goes through from 1 to 100 and mm-hmm. it's just got different animals for each page. Of colourful, beautiful animals. And like you say, it's got the facts on it. But also, it just visually shows a child what 98 ladybirds actually look like, what the number 98 looks like.
Exactly. I am sure that this book would keep children fascinated. You don't even have to actually read it. It's really visual. The content is informational in itself. It's accurate. And it's because it's in such a great big format, you can just read it from cover to cover and really enjoy it with your child.
And spot something different each time because, you know, there's 100 pages.
Well, there were a lot of ones like merkites. Do you know what a merkite is?
I have no idea.
And there were about 10 that I didn't know out of 100. So that's 10%, which I thought was my goodness.
I remember the first time being exposed to the concept of a narwhal and thinking, oh, that's just ridiculous. Is it real? That can't possibly be real.
Well,
but of course they are.
Well, because this book is an informational book. We're learning a lot, but we're also enjoying it.
Okay. So that was The Ultimate Animal Counting Book by Jennifer Cossens. And that was also age of five upwards there. I knew I'll get it right.
Well,
eventually.
Every child is different.
True.
Even if I say 5 years of age,
What?
No 5 year age child is like any other 5 year age child. So it's really very much up to adults to say, my 4 year old would love that.
Yep.
No. That's only good for my 8 year old.
Absolutely. What else have you got for us, Belle?
Well, I have a Canberra author illustrator named Tanya McCartney.
Hey, go local.
Yeah, good local. Now, this is very much in a similar kind of vein in that every page is a huge amount of graphical detail. It's really all about Australia. So you start with the jacket cover with the great big map of Australia and what you're going to see. And then inside, every state and territory is featured with iconic buildings, with iconic sites to see, with foods that are particular to a particular area. It's highly culturally diverse, which I think is a really plus for a book. So it shows children from different cultures and it shows food from all over the world, which is what we see in Australia. I think this is a book that I would give to any child who's interested in where they live and other people who come here who've not been part of Australia, but they can read the ACT or they can read New South Wales or Darwin. There's maps, there's food, there's a little bit of absolutely everything. And I think Tanya McCartney, in a way, it's sort of like a Jennifer Cousins book that we just looked at.
Yes.
Just full of ideas and words, things to look for. It's good for every kind of informational content you can imagine.
So much colour, as you said, and details on each page where you can just look closely and go, oh, look, he's wearing, I've got a pair of board shorts like that. You know?
And then there is the map too as well. But you can see this page showed some of the culturally diverse children.
Yes.
But it doesn't say, hey, this book is culturally diverse.
Yeah, it's just
there.
It just is.
That's the way we want it to be.
Okay, so that was Australia Illustrated by Canberra author Tanya McCartney. And you've got a rather special one as your last choice. I've heard so much about this book, Belle. You're on Afternoons and with you is Dr. Belle Alderman. She is Emeritus Professor of Children's Literature and the director of the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. She is giving us her top picks for informational books for children, and I really want to know more about young dark emu.
Well, most of us would have heard of Bruce Pascoe, and we would have heard that he's written a book called Dark Emu. That book was highly controversial. He was attacked for it. He was told that this is just not true, because it turns Australian history, Aboriginal history in particular, on its head. The sorts of things that perhaps children were taught in schools have been turned around. We now know that Aborigines had built large houses. They lived in civilized communities. They were not necessarily nomadic people. They did agriculture to the land. They had very sophisticated ways of preserving food. All the things that early people would have said, oh, no, they were just nomads. And mm-mm. So it was okay to take their land. So this book is for young children, I would say, like middle primary, because it does have historical material in it, which makes it slightly harder to read, because it's told from the distinct settlers who came here, and they observed the fact that the Aborigines cleared the land using fire to control it. So it's a totally different way of looking at history in a way that accurately portrays. And the sources that are used are from the diaries of colonialists. So in other words, it's told from the people who came and said, well, hey, they have very sophisticated places to live. They have very sophisticated ways of caring for the land. This is not something that was taught in schools, was it?
Yeah. And Belle, is it confusing for children if they're looking at young dark emu and with all the historical references in there and learning this story? Is it confusing from them if that's a different story that they're getting from other places in their life, maybe even from their families?
Yes, my feeling is that this is a book that it would be best to be read with an adult, because a child might have heard something totally different. And if you've heard something totally different, you think, well, how do I know which is the truth? And of course, even Bruce is now, people say, well, that's not the history that I know. I looked at some of the, after deciding myself, this was an important book, I had to talk about this book for Reconciliation Week. Then I started looking at some reviews, and there were people there who had not read the book and were saying things like, how do they know? And yet these are the pastoralists and the people who were actually living there, the white people who came, who were making these observations of how the Aborigines were people who knew things, who did things. So those people actually, in a way, have closed the blinds. They're not willing to think and look. Educated people need to be willing to think about things and to change their mind if they're not right. So yes, I think you're absolutely right. This is a book that I would share with children. It's highly readable, so middle primary. It should be in homes. It should be in libraries. It should be in schools. It should be available.
Wow, that's quite a recommendation, Belle. That's Bruce Pascoe's Young Dark Emu, and it's called A Truer History. And just finally, Belle, I understand that there is a conference going on with regards to Australian children's literature. What's that all about?
The Children's Book Council of Australia, who gives out the awards, which we did in our earlier programs, we looked at the shortlist books and we looked at the notable books. Every 2 years, they have a national conference, and I think there are more than 300 people coming, and they have about 90 authors and illustrators talking, and publishers, and all kinds of people. And they're meeting at the QT Hotel on the weekend of the 31st through the 3rd of June, or the 2nd of June. And because we thought, well, all these people, this captured audience who are interested in children's literature, they must come and visit us. So we've organized two afternoons where on Friday afternoon from 2 to 3:30 or Monday morning from 10:30 to 12, they can come out to the NCACL or National Centre for Australian Children's Literature and see what we're actually doing. I mean, I oftentimes mention things relating to what we're doing, but we would love to have people to come out. We just are charging an entry fee of $20. Might be a good idea to ring me up or to ring up, our phone number that's on the web, to look at our website for the details.
And what so that website is? the www.ncacl.org.au.
Okay.
Okay, so if you want more information, you go to the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature website, as Belle just mentioned there.
And you could put in the words showcasing treasures, because that's what we've called them.
Okay.
And we'd love to see you there. That would be great.
Thanks so much, Belle, for joining us today and giving us a very interesting list of books that we can go through with our children. Appreciate your time.